Welcome to Mission Peak. We hope you enjoy this recording of the sermon from our service, and we hope to see you on Sunday morning. Thanks for listening.
This story of the birth of a child. This story of the birth of a child that some would come to regard as a miracle. In many ways, it's a small story. It happens every day. In fact, it is such a small story that it could easily have disappeared in the hustle and bustle of time, amidst the crushing onslaught of the human imagination and the infinite countless other stories that have been told since. It could easily have been dismissed by time and shuffled off into the dustbin of our memories, but this one small story stays with us. It endures. And this small story of the birth of a child in a manger, his parents denied access to better accommodations, born right there in the messiness of life, is one that many of us do easily dismiss. We of rational mind know better, right? We've read books and articles, seen documentaries. Heck, just last month, the Pope himself published a new book telling us that this story never happened. At least not this way, in that place, at that time. Yet it endures. This little story endures, and here you are again in this room on this night, Christmas Eve. And like myself, like many, no matter what we call ourselves, we have long ago thought our way beyond the truth of the story of Christmas. We have learned all there is to learn about the story, and so then easily explained it away. But yet, it endures. And here we are again. And it endures because there is indeed truth in this story. But that truth is easy to dismiss if you only come to it with your mind. And I certainly understand the desire to come to one's spirituality with their mind as a Unitarian Universalist, as a thinker, as someone who does not want to have to leave my brain at the entrance of my faith community, I understand this need to lead with my mind. But I really believe we do ourselves a disfavor when we go so far in that direction. We overcorrect so far that we leave our heart behind. Making sure that the thinking part of ourselves is present does not mean we have to exclude our emotions, our feelings, our hearts. Because the fact of the matter is, this story is a heart story, not a head story. And to be fair, this is a story that tells you right up front to suspend your disbelief by offering multiple versions of what happens. Like so many great stories, with this one, it is important to stop worrying about the details and to feel, rather than to think for the message. And for me, that message has always been about the miracle that is born with every child, the new possibility, the hope, the promise that new life uniquely represents. The power of this story, that a child was born that some would come to believe was a miracle, truly does happen every day. I can't imagine thinking of my own daughter as anything less than a miracle, just like every child born around the world. And for me, when I really enter into this story with my heart first, when I'm able to stop overthinking all the details, my mind finds some very important truths. Not just simply that every child born is a miracle of hope and possibility, but that every moment we too are reborn with a free choice to continue on this path or to make a change. Every moment is pregnant with hope and possibility, waiting for us to notice the miracle of it and to run with it in order to bring more beauty into this world that so desperately needs it. That is what my heart tells me about this small, easy to dismiss, yet enduring story. That on this night, or on any other for that matter, there is indeed enough magic in the world to birth not a literal savior, but a new idea, a new way of thinking, a new way of living that brings a little more light into the darkness. This small story reminds me that when my heart sets upon a star unlike any I have seen before, that I not only should follow it, but I must follow that star. That the universe is begging for our attention, so that we may follow its perfect lure to that more beautiful world we all seek. So yes, I do understand how important it is to engage our faith with our minds, but I also know that if that is all we are willing to bring to the table, that we are missing at least half of the story, half of the beauty of life. I am thankful that this small story endures, that every year it is here, waiting for me in the darkness, calling my heart to know its truth. I would invite you now to please rise and join hands. As we opened our service with an interpretation of the Magnificat, we will also close with another version before we sing ourselves home. Please now hear these parting words from Christina Hutchins, her version of the Magnificat. What shall I do with this quiet joy? It calls forth the expanse of my soul. Calls it forth to go singing through the world. Calls it forth to rock the cradles of death gently and without fear. To collect the rain in my spread hands and spill it like laughter. Calls it forth to touch and carry her suffering, his age, our dense flesh, to bear into this world a place where light will glisten the edge of every wing and blade of grass, shine along every hair on every head, gleam among the turnings of every wave, glorify the turning open of each life, each human hand. In Unitarian Universalism, we believe that every child born is special and important, and that the true death is to be born into a life that has no future. So as we leave here tonight, I ask that you carry with you into this hurting world the flame of this community's love for all of creation, so that together we may bring more light into its darkness. May it be so. Ashe. Now I would invite you to please join me in singing the evening's final hymn. There's a few directions first. We'll be singing Silent Night. It is number 251 in the book. As we join our light together, please pass our peace from candle to candle. We will sing the hymn all the way through at least once until all the candles in this room are lit. And then we'll begin a procession out of the hall, beginning with the front rows as I and Marilyn give you all directions to head out. Once outside the hall, candles can be blown out and placed in the boxes that the ushers will be holding at the doorways. You can leave your hymnals right where they are. Blessings and peace to you all, and Merry Christmas.